Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. It's always a joy to just share portions of the Word of God with you when we have the opportunity. Last couple of times we've been together, we've been talking about long-suffering, not short-suffering, not even medium-suffering, but yes, long-suffering. The development of patience. At the end of our last broadcast, I shared with you that as the president of the Georgia Association of Christian Schools, we would have a yearly convention. And 86 schools, all their teachers, would all get together for 2 or 3 days of an annual convention. And at this particular convention, I continued to hear frustration and discouragement on the part of many of the high school teachers as they were talking with each other about their high school students that just didn't seem to develop quickly spiritually like they wanted to. It seemed like maybe they didn't quite have the heart for God that they wanted them to have. And so they came to the convention just discouraged. So before I introduced the speaker for that morning, I did a little survey. I said, folks, I'd like to ask you a question. How many of you developed a heart for God and were really living a thriving spiritual Christian life for the Lord in your high school years? Would you please stand? Very few of our Christian school teachers and administrators stood. And then I said, all right, how many of you, it was during your college years that you developed that heart throb for God and just a real desire to serve Him and whatever it took, if that developed during your college years, would you please stand? A lot of them stood during their college years, but not everybody. And then I said, how many of you, it was after you got into actual ministering that God really broke your heart and helped you to see what part you had in God's plan in the vineyard? And a number of them stood at that question. And then I said, now you see, when we become impatient with our students who are not quite there in high school, we're expecting more out of them than we saw in our own lives. We need to give them time. Let God work out His plan and bring about the results in their lives in His time. As we closed our last program, we said, even after our work in an area is done, there's a patience required in waiting for the product to appear in the lives of others. Luke 8:15 talks about sowing the seed, and it says, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Luke 8:15. Do you see that? They bring forth fruit with patience. And my friends, so many times we're trying to bring forth fruit for the cause of Christ, but with no patience. We're not willing to wait. We're not willing to let God do the work. Romans 8:25 goes on to say, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Now, you can wait for something without patience. We all know that. And in our impatience, we get frustrated. We don't see it. It says, for if we hope for that we see not. That was Abraham and Sarah, hoping for that son. They didn't see him. Nothing was happening. They had no patience. But the Bible says, if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. See, this is Christianity. This is developing that aspect of the fruit of the Spirit. Colossians 1:10 and 11 says, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Oh, my goodness. Now, we love that part about walking worthy of the Lord, pleasing Him and everything. We love that part about being fruitful in every good work. We love that part about increasing in the knowledge of God. We love that part about being strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. But He said unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. You see, that's a part of the verse. That's a part of the verse. And when we're going through long suffering, if we don't have patience, if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to develop it, we won't have the joyfulness. And what does the Bible tell us is the source of our strength? The joy of the Lord is your strength. And without the joy of the Lord, regardless of the product that is taking place in the lives of others, without the joy of the Lord, we will have no patience, and we will not be long-suffering. Hebrews 10, verse 36 says, "For you have need of patience." Couldn't be any clearer than that. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You see, it's not enough to do the will of God. We have to have patience after we have done the will of God. And when we do, then God, in His way and His timing, brings it about. For it says then in the next verse, verse 37, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry." And just as we are patiently waiting for the return of the Lord, we are to be patiently waiting for the work of God to be accomplished in the lives of others. Maybe you're a parent, and you have implanted the Word of God in every way you possibly can in the life and heart and mind of your child or children. Okay? Now comes patience. And it may not be in their high school years. Continue to pray. Because regardless of how old they are, you are always a parent even when they cease to be a child. You're always a parent. And so, patiently wait and pray. And then the next thought is, when your work for Christ is resisted, you've got to rest in God that He will bring about His result that He desires, and ask God to maintain a patience in your soul. And as we do that, God is faithful in doing a special work to bring about that result. In Luke chapter 21 and verse number 12, the Bible tells us, "But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons." Whoa, starting a prison ministry now. "Being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony." That's an amazing verse. That's Luke 21, 13. "It shall turn to you for a testimony." In other words, when your work for Christ is resisted, when you're persecuted, when you're put into prison, when you are resisted, it says, "It shall turn to you for a testimony." Now, that's obviously a Christian testimony. And somebody put it this way, there is no testimony without a test. I'll say it again. There is no testimony without a test. And so whatever God is doing in your life, the persecution is part of the plan. It says then in verse 14 of Luke 21, "Settle it therefore in your hearts." You see, it's a heart issue. "Settle it in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer." Don't worry about what you should say, "for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair on your head perish." Now notice Luke 21:19, "In your patience possess ye your souls." Take control of your soul. That's your mind, your will, and your emotions. Take control of your soul in your patience. You see, when the work for Christ is resisted, rest in God, because He will do what you and I can't do. Note also Romans 12:12. The Bible says, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer." You see, when I'm going through hard times and I'm facing people who frustrate me and anger me, the Bible tells me that I'm to be patient in that tribulation. How can I do that? Well, I can rejoice in the hope that God is going to bring out something good from this tribulation. Well, how can I keep that mindset in my heart and mind? The last part of verse 12, Romans 12:12, continuing instant in prayer. In other words, it's a constant spirit of prayer. When the Bible says pray without ceasing, the expression without ceasing was one that would be used of the Greeks back in the day when they had a cough that was just a persistent cough. That didn't mean they were coughing every second of the day. That meant that they were just constantly coughing because they had the tickle in the throat and they were coughing, and to cough without ceasing was the expression they used. So that's what it means to pray without ceasing. Why? Because Romans 15:4 says, and whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. In other words, all the Old Testament scriptures were given to us for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. If you are so impatient with your husband, if you find yourself being so impatient with your children, stay in the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. They were written for your learning, that through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, you might have hope. And you say, how is that possible? Well, Romans 15:5, the very next verse tells us. It says, now the God of patience and consolation, that means comfort, grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. When you don't see things from the other person's point of view, you're not like-minded. Go to the God of patience. Go to the God of comfort and consolation and simply say to him, Lord, I'm not doing very well. I'm not having the patience that I need. Lord, would you give me a like mind? Would you help me to understand that in areas of differences of opinion, that I need to see from their viewpoint what they're thinking, how they're seeing things? And so if the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of the whole universe, could patiently wait within the womb of Mary for 9 whole months just for his earthly body to be formed, can you not wait for God to form his vessel of service that he's preparing for you and in you while you patiently wait? Yeah, I think you can. In fact, I know you can. Because God will help us to apply these verses to our everyday lives, because the Bible says it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, Philippians 2:13. Let God do the work in you. Let patience have her perfect work, making you complete, and others around you will find you to be a blessing to be with. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.